This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, signed by 25 members of Congress, urges changes to the coronavirus food assistance program that would include relief for specialty crop producers. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse is one of those who believes apple and potato growers who can document the financial impact of the pandemic on their business deserve relief aid.
I'm grateful that the Secretary is listening to our concerns, and I'm hopeful that he's going to be making the adjustments as needed.
And Newhouse says it should be a pretty easy decision based on the data.
And I think with the evidence that we provided, and you know that was the direction initially, as USDA put out the CFAP provisions originally, they did allow people to provide evidence if they had a disagreement with how they arrived at their answers. So I'm glad that they're open to receiving that kind of input and are open to making adjustments as needed.
As to how long it might take before a decision is reached,
I haven't heard as to the final decisions, but I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get those changes necessary so that all farmers that have experienced negative impacts can get the relief just like other farmers that already have received them have as well.
Newhouse says farm groups are excited about potential CFAP updates, but they also want long-term solutions, not just aid.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.